This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and today I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvaraj.
We have been talking about Instagram so far, how KL is the world's fourth most Instagrammed city for our scenery. We are number 39 on the list overall. We used to be at number 29 back in 2016, but for whatever reason, we've slipped down that list. We're talking about suggestions on how we can climb back up that list. Arvind has this amazing idea of how parts of the city should be lit differently.
It's quite amazing, yeah.
It's quite
with
amazing.
LED
and
neon
he's so
lights
modest,
possible.
You know.
I am modest.
You are modest, yeah. He's so modest.
You know how that could go wrong? I don't want to name a particular development, but it's somewhere in Shah Alam, and it has very brightly lit up buildings, neon lights.
Does it have the word eco somewhere in it?
No, it doesn't. This is another one
I'm talking about.
But when you drive past, you cannot miss it because all the buildings look like
they're in a fairground.
They're there. Like the mothership has landed. Okay, we've got a text here from Raz who says public art is the way to go. Perth has many public murals or art. I think KL can offer that too.
Melbourne too. Graffiti Alley in Melbourne is a perfect place to go visit and have a thousand photographs done.
And we have some good graffiti artists.
We do indeed. Some of whom have taken up shop across TTDI in some of the alleyways there. I've noticed.
Some of whom are in big movies.
They are in big movies. Tell us more, Arvind, about these big movies that they're in.
Crazy Rich Asians, was it? Yeah.
Right. So, Audrey, before we get to your story, just a quick reminder, folks, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp if you want to help get KL higher up on that list of the most Instagrammed city. We're at number 4 currently because of our scenery. Overall, we're at number 39. Just let us know what you think. Maybe we can be doing. Audrey, what is plogging?
You just want to say the words one more time.
Plogging, what is it?
Yes, so plogging is a fitness craze imported from Sweden, and it just might be the sustainable sport of the future. There's even a petition to make plogging an Olympic sport. Let me just put it out there.
Okay.
Let me explain.
I'll let you have this one.
So squash can't get in.
I know. I knew you were going to go there. Yes.
Squash can't get in.
Yes.
But plogging can.
Maybe. I'll tell you why in just a bit. Okay. So plogging is the mashup of the words jogging and the Swedish word for pickup, which is plocka up. So plocka up and jogging became plogging. And the term seems to have been started by a Swede. His name is Erik Alström. And he coined this term in 2016. He was looking for a catchy name for his favorite pastime. The activity combines exercising in the great outdoors, your hiking, your jogging, or any sort of exercise, with picking up trash like discarded bottles, plastic bags, leftover chip packets, or whatever other human waste, whatever waste that humans have left in their...
I'm glad you corrected yourself
Yes, I did. So it appeals to health enthusiasts who want to add some altruism to their workout. In other words, just bring a bag along when you exercise outside and pick up trash while you do it. Yeah,
right.
That's pretty much it. So now plogging has become trendy. All of a sudden, thanks to Instagram. Instagrammers have been snapping selfies with garbage and uploading the pics. To date, I just checked before we came on air, there are almost 65,000 posts on Instagram with the hashtag plogging, and I'm not including the ones that are hashtag plog or trash or anything like that. But, you know, they all cover plogging. As with most trends, brands have started to pick up on this new trend and try to make plogging fashionable.
Okay.
And use it as a branding exercise. One company called a soy milk company called Silk is getting in on the trend. They've been keeping an eye on plogging since early 2018. On Earth Day, Silk did a project. They encouraged people to go outside and plog and share photos of the waste they collected on social media using the hashtag #PlogForProgress. In addition to promoting plogging on its social feeds, Silk is also working to make plogging an official event in the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. They feel that plogging would be a good fit as the committee has pledged to the Olympic Committee has pledged to try and make the 2028 Olympics the most sustainable Olympics in modern history.
How do you make plogging into an Olympic sport?
So that's the question, you know, how to make plugging competitive? Well, they said that they will leave that up to the experts.
Right. Aren't the pluggers the experts, though?
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? Imagine it as an Olympic sport. Sorry, I'm going this way. I'm just going to veer off.
No, please do. Please
just
do.
Just imagine it as an Olympic sport, uh-huh. right? Now, how are athletes or competitive pluggers going to be working on their technique, you know? You know, at which point to stop, bend, and pick?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, do you choose the trash to pick because some might be lighter on you as
yes.
you get there faster.
More difficult to collect, perhaps.
Yeah. Would they cover like more trash wins or like the faster you do it and that plus
accuracy?
You know? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you how.
Here we go. Okay.
I can tell you how. So
the Olympic committee needs you.
Yeah. So you have the Olympics and the Olympics are going on in the stadium, but around the stadium is the city and the town and stuff that is going to get like a surge of people coming in. So it's going to be messy. People are going to trash the place because that's just how people are. You get ploggers to pick the trash around the city. Each kind of trash, like plastic bottles, carry like certain amount of points, and then you get like paper waste has a certain amount of points. Plastic bags have like, you know, pointage to them. Then, depending on what kind of trash and how much trash each plogger collects, you put it into a single bracket and then you count the points depending on what kind of trash you picked up. So you don't have to strategize and go like, no, I'm going to not pick up the heavy trash because it's going to slow me down. It's about how much trash you collect, not how fast you do it. Because then it becomes about collecting the most amount of trash instead of finishing, you know, fast enough that you win the game or whatever.
Okay, to add on to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Competitive plugging. I can't believe we're having this conversation first and foremost.
Though.
I mean, it makes sense. Mm. But instead of having it as a competitive sport within on a field within the arena, do it in the audience. You know, you're there drinking your drinks, your water, your whatever. Competitively, pick up your trash. As an audience
you know
member.
What? I already know who the champions of plugging.
Who?
Japan.
At the Olympics.
The Japanese.
They've been
sure.
picking other people's trash up for years.
Yes.
They've had all the practice they need. This is what it's all come to. The Japanese are going to be the champions.
They've been in training for years.
Of competitive plugging. Yes.
You can even make the audience the mini pluggers.
The
you can make
pluggers.
Them the mini bloggers because then they can choose who they want to contribute to. Just say you have a huge like contingent of like Japanese audience and they want to help the Japanese bloggers win. They sort of give whatever they've collected in the stadium to their team and then they count all their points. I know it sounds weird, but you think about it. How does any sport start in the Olympics? Everything's a bit like silly if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a bit silly?
Yeah, I mean, even when it first began, how would you sort of pitch the idea to, you know, the Olympics or the committee? Oh, you need to run from point A to point B in this amount of time.
I think off air, I'll give you a history lesson on how the Olympics actually started, because it's not something we can talk about on air.
Yeah. I've seen those versions.
Oh, you've seen those versions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we know a little bit more about, are they?
Yeah.
No, but this is a very difficult topic to talk about. Seriously, I mean,
yeah.
I love the idea of people picking up trash. I'll rephrase that. I think people picking up trash and being socially responsible is a great thing. You know, whether it's in your community, wherever you are, in your city, you know, picking up something and putting it in a bin is something that. In Britain, is taught to you in school from 4 years old, 5 years old, you know. And that is why the villages that you visit for the most part, the towns that you see, the roads that you see in England are clean. You very rarely see trash.
Mm.
And you will see people constantly picking stuff up, you know, and it's part of our culture. So to make that into an Olympic sport or whatever, it just seems a little bit faddish, you know, and I'm sure it probably is just for a little while. It's trendy right now. People are thinking about being eco-friendly and all this kind of stuff. Great idea. Very much a way of getting your name out and the idea out onto Instagram and the idea of just being green, I think is great.
Yeah.
But Olympic sport? No. Like Arvin says, if squash can't be in the Olympics, plugging definitely cannot.
Yeah, it definitely cannot.
At least you don't have to work out how to make it a competitive sport with squash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It already
you
is.
See, I still can't believe that's not an actual sport. But it does work. I mean, the idea of blogging itself is good. I feel it's good. I mean, if you need to reward people, otherwise they won't do anything. So especially we've seen the effects of, you know, stadiums being built and Olympics happening in these cities. Some of them cannot stand the burden of the Olympics themselves. So you need stuff like this that happens around the Olympics to sort of help clean up the city and, you know, help that city sort of sustain itself when the Olympics leave. And
exactly.
I think something like blogging,
they become white elephants.
It could be a great social media campaign, you know, during the Olympics, you know.
Good idea. Listen, and it's in Los Angeles, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The home of all weird and strange things.
Vanity. The home of vanity. Yeah, let's just say it.
Time to take a break. Stone Temple Pilots tripping on a hole in a paper heart here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. Join us after the break. Final story of the day, Instagram and over-tourism here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.